With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. With 855 new COVID-19 cases reported Tuesday, Montana for the first time surpassed 10,000 active cases. That means the number of Montanans known to be currently infected with the virus is more than the population of Havre. 305 Montanans have died from COVID-19 and more than 1,200 people have been hospitalized. State Medical Officer Greg Holzman on a press call Tuesday said, even if a nursing home is doing everything right to protect its residents from the virus, there's a high likelihood it will make its way in if the virus is prevalent in the community.
We cannot cocoon the vulnerable. We hear that a lot. We are an interdependent society.
Holzman said people who work in nursing homes, hospitals, and prisons can unintentionally spread the virus. He referenced a recent CDC report that found spikes of COVID-19 cases in 20- and 30-year-olds spurred higher infection rates in older populations several weeks later. Public health officials say wearing a mask, staying home when sick, limiting contact with people outside your household, and washing your hands have all been proven to limit the virus's spread. Health officials in Missoula are imposing new restrictions to slow the spread of COVID-19 as cases in the community continue to rise. Under the new restrictions, which will take effect Thursday, businesses will be limited to 50% capacity, groups will be capped at 25 people, alcohol service will stop at 10 p.m., and residents will be asked to stay at home. Missoula County today announced a health order that reduces the number of people allowed to gather for events and in some businesses in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Starting Thursday at 8 a.m., events and gatherings in Missoula will be limited to 25 people. That includes parties and receptions, meetings, farmers markets, concerts, sporting events, and organized youth activities. The health order does not apply to schools, childcare facilities, or voting. Organizers for larger events must have written plans and consult with the health department beforehand. Missoula County Health Officer Ellen Leahy said the new health order will be in effect for at least 2 weeks, which is the incubation period for the coronavirus.
Unfortunately, the virus has gotten ahead of us. While that is not surprising, it is definitely time to act and to push back down on it.
Also starting Thursday, restaurants, bars, breweries, distilleries, casinos, retail businesses, gyms, and places of assembly, like conference centers, theaters, and bowling alleys in Missoula, are required to limit capacity to 50%. Bars will be required to close at 10 p.m. Health Officer Leahy said the rate of transmission, local hospital capacity, testing resources, and the turnaround time to isolate people who are infected are metrics being used to evaluate whether stricter health orders are needed. Missoula Mayor John Engen said the health department is behind on contact tracing and some long-term care facilities are nearly overrun with COVID-19. Rob Watson, superintendent of Missoula County Public Schools, said he hopes the community prioritizes flattening the curve so schools can stay open to provide educational, emotional, and nutritional support to students.
As cases go up in the community, we see more students and staff that are on quarantine due to close contacts outside of school. If we have too many staff that are out, we may have to close a school or put a school on remote learning. Because of a lack of substitutes and lack of staff in a particular school.
Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
Police in Billings have arrested a suspect in the killing of a woman on Montana's Crow Reservation. Police said in a social media post that 27-year-old Taylor Lee Plainbull was arrested early today following a standoff at a motel. It was unclear if Plainbull had retained an attorney. Yesterday, the FBI had issued a warrant for his arrest in the killing of 26-year-old Lenita Gozahead on Saturday on the Crow Reservation. The Crow Tribal Executive Branch described it as an ambush-style killing, but the FBI has not released further details. The campaign for Republican U.S. Senate candidate Steve Daines has complained to federal election officials over anonymous mailers attacking Daines. Today's complaint was filed against a direct mail company the campaign says was responsible for printing 2 mail pieces sent to at least 500 Montana voters. The mailers attack Daines' record on legislation involving federal spending. Daines is running against Montana Governor Steve Bullock. Bullock campaign spokesperson Sean Manning said the Democrats' campaign had nothing to do with the mailing. Environmental groups are asking a judge to overturn a land use plan for southwestern Colorado approved under the tenure of a Trump administration official who was later removed from a leadership post. The environmental groups said the U.S. Bureau of Land Management plan violates federal law because it was finalized under Deputy Director William Perry Pendley. Pendley acted as the Bureau's director before his removal last month by a federal judge in Montana. That judge later struck down three of the agency's land use plans in Montana. A proposal to ban the sale of all flavored tobacco products in Missoula goes back to committee for some fine-tuning. The Missoula City Council made that decision last night after some legal questions were raised. Edward O'Brien reports.
The proposed ordinance would ban the sale of all candy, menthol, and mint-flavored tobacco, smokeless tobacco, and e-cigarette products. Missoula took up the idea after the state health department earlier this year offered and then pulled back a more limited statewide proposal on banning flavored e-cigarette products. Proponents of Missoula's proposal say the products are designed to attract and ultimately hook young people on nicotine. But opponents say the ordinance would devastate local retailers who point out they already only sell to adults over the age of 21. Critics also note that Montana's Youth Access to Tobacco Products Control Act prohibits local governments from making regulations more stringent than those already imposed by the state. That specific interpretation is echoed by Missoula City Attorney. Mirta Becerra is a member of the City Council's Public Safety and Health Committee, which will soon take a second look at the proposal. Becerra tells MTPR the committee has no intention of watering the proposal down into a resolution with no legal weight behind it.
The reason behind sending it back to committee is to ensure that reinforce the ordinance, clarify some definitions, make sure that our data is the most up to date, but keeping it true to the North Star, if you will, of that ordinance, which is preventing youth from getting addicted to a life of nicotine problems.
The committee will again discuss the proposal to ban flavored tobacco product sales in Missoula next Wednesday, November 4th. A public hearing before the full City Council will follow Monday, the 9th. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.